and welcome to another episode of the Trade Paperbacks. Podcast that covers comic books. I got yelled at for not having a description of what the... There's a person who reviews comic books, or reviews podcasts, and he expects you to tell what the podcast is about at the beginning of every episode.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is he trying to create...
What?
Is he trying to create like a... podcast review thing? Is he reviewing every podcast of every podcast?
I don't know. He just reviews podcasts.
Is this like some AI podcast reviewer guy? I don't know.
I think he's a human. Anyway, this show is about...
More power to him, but like we just wander through like idiots. So
this show is about... Let me get my script. This show is about... I don't see the point. It's a waste.
Yeah, you're being a little patronizing to him also. I mean,
well, hopefully he listens to this one.
He's got standards, but so does everyone else. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, this is a show that doesn't give a flip. So, all right. Today we're talking about She-Hulk. This is episode 12.
I mean, how is that not clear? That like, because we're getting to...
It's not enough, dude.
Oh, we're gonna review She-Hulk. That's what we're gonna do.
Yeah, but like, what is the podcast about? What is it about?
Issue about... 12 of She-Hulk.
No, like the whole thing.
What's the concept? What's the deep level? Yeah.
What's your sales? Theory? What's your elevator pitch?
That we can touch human souls through the mutual experiencing of humanity's stories together.
Yeah, I'm here to promote. I'm here to promote back issue comic books.
Yeah.
Because the new stuff ain't that great.
Really, I just gather that like Ryan wants somebody to experience things with him together.
Yeah.
So like, that's what I...
We're on a journey. We're on a journey together. Today we're talking about She-Hulk.
Don't stop believing.
She-Hulk. Now, I didn't pick this one on purpose. I was like, oh, okay. I kind of had a green theme.
Yeah, there was a lot of green.
I did a lot of green. I brought over a lot of green.
The stack was very green. And it was not money, and it wasn't other things. So
I even made the chart greenish because
I didn't notice that.
That wasn't on purpose. I was in a mood. I was in a green mood.
It's not easy being green.
It's not easy. So this is actually part of the end. Okay.
What is that? I didn't even notice that when I read the issue.
That's so funny because it's very
like
large.
Black bar across the top. Yeah, it's huge. It's right there.
It's very clearly the end. She-Hulk.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's but Marvel did this thing. They're like, hey, let's publish issues. You're drinking alcohol. Mm-hmm. I'm sober, but I sound like I'm not. I'm drinking alcohol. Let's do an issue where we kill everybody at the end. We kill the heroes at the end.
Did they announce this?
Yeah. That's why it's called
The End. That's why it's called The End.
So I was like, okay, JT keeps complaining that nobody dies.
Well, it's not
So let
that.
Me give him one of these.
It's not. You don't even necessarily need to kill people. It's just... I just never see threat.
Okay.
I never see a point.
I'd like to make the argument that this is worse. Okay. If you're telling them, this is the episode where she dies.
Yeah, like if you're telecasting the actual resolution up front, there needs to be a good reason for that, and you need to do it properly.
Yeah. It's pretty much, here's the episode where this person might die, or is going to die, but how?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. You asked me what this was.
I did. When I first set this down, I was like, I don't know what this is. It says Marvel number 12. And I was like, PSR, is that like, are they referring to a month? What's going on here? PSR.
All right. So PSR is parental supervision recommended, not required.
Okay.
Recommended.
So like the kid's got to hold like the parent's hand while he turns a page?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. You literally read it with them. On your lap.
I'm very confused.
Doesn't matter the age.
Because I don't remember anything in this issue that would be like, oh, little Billy, let me, you can't look at that page.
See, to me, this feels like another, like, hey, PSR.
Oh.
So there is PSR
it's
Plus.
That thing.
PSR Plus is parental advisory explicit content.
Okay. But like, does that mean that like the comic book shop is not allowed to sell it to you if you're 11 or something?
I mean, do they have a carding system? It doesn't say what age.
I was never carded for anything when I was a kid.
It'd be so funny if I was carded for a comic book. When I was a kid, not now.
You know, I didn't even realize that as a kid, like in the 90s, we totally could go buy cigarettes as long as we said, like, oh yeah, it's for my mom, or whatever. We totally could have done that. I just never had the inclination or anything like that.
So the thing you want to look for, I don't think we have any this month, but I definitely own some. They're usually Punisher or Ghost Rider comics.
Things that are genuinely aggressive.
Right. It says Marvel, and then it'll say Max. And that means the most explicit.
Like, as far as Marvel will go.
And you know what's funny? None of the Max or anything else will be as explicit as the end of that last Crossfire Rainbow.
Where he gets shot in the back.
Yeah, they're shooting in the back.
And then they go to, like, oh. Random nudity. Now it's like, oh.
Yeah, random nudity. It's very odd. So this doesn't have any of that. Nor would it have helped. All right, so what is, what do we got? We got to rate it here.
Do we? Okay.
The Death of She-Hulk.
Just from my retrospective.
And these are non-canon deaths, so yeah, they mean nothing.
I wrote these ratings down when I read this a few days ago, and now as I'm thinking about it, I'm like, why did I rate it so high? But I'm going to stick with my ratings because that's what I felt like at the time.
Yeah.
So dialogue and script, I gave it a 6.
Oh my goodness.
And it's because it wasn't tortuous. Tortuous.
Okay.
Says the guy who's been drinking. So
what are you drinking?
I am having a little bit of Buffalo Trace. I have lots of whiskey here.
Buffalo Trace is what?
Buffalo Trace is a bourbon.
Bourbon.
I couldn't survive bourbon. It's by Sazerac. It's good bourbon. No, I didn't hate the dialogue. And yeah, it got a little much in the combat. But it wasn't as... It wasn't as bad as some of the comics where it's like you've got paragraphs during combat. That is usually just too much, and it pushes it down into like the 2-3 category. But here it was like, okay, it's adequate. But I think I gave it a little bit of a boost on the dialogue because they pseudo break a fourth wall where like they involve fans of the comic book in the dialogue and the discussion and the plot. It was weird. It kind of worked. I was kind of okay with it. But it also just, like, consumed pages when I'm like, I don't know, this is kind of boring. Yeah, so I gave it a 6. I don't know what you would give it.
Yeah, I got to go 4.
Okay. No, that's totally fair. If I had to re-rate it now, I would probably be in that range.
Yeah, it is... I did have some points where I was kind of struggling.
Mm.
I don't know if it's because it's so wordy. We definitely had the fighting talk again.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that. It's not.
It's not as bad as in the past.
Yeah,
but you know, it's just so much. If this was how much dialogue, it would have a high score. But we're going for quality over quantity.
Okay.
Okay. Had to go 4. Cover design. Let me look at it.
I mean, I gave it a 7. The cover's rough. The cover's real rough, in my opinion.
Yeah.
That She-Hulk does not look like the character inside of the comic at all.
Where?
This.
That's not She-Hulk.
Oh, okay.
That's
She-Hulk. That's She-Hulk. Okay. Yeah. That's why I was confused.
In her lawyer form.
Okay. Well, I don't know. So I didn't even pick up on the fact that, like, she actually dies here. I didn't pick up on that.
That's sad.
Yeah, I know, but I was not drinking when I was reading this. But I was like, I don't know. I mean, I guess like a superhero can get stabbed through the entire spine and stomach and maybe comes out okay.
She literally says, not like this, not like this, like this. And then everybody's like, what do I do now?
Passing out?
No.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, so that's, this is why listeners should take my ratings with a grain of salt because I don't know the format that well. I don't know how to pick up on these things. And they did actually, in retrospect, make it about as explicit as you could possibly make it.
She did.
Yeah. But then, like, they show this thing where it's like, oh, it's like me. It seems like it was this guy.
No. He's there. He's causing the end. Like, he is on all the comics.
Oh.
And, like, he's causing chaos.
This, like, bubblegum character.
All right. So, the artwork inside is fine.
Yeah. It's totally fine. I gave it a 7.
Oh, you're still high.
Yeah, I'm still high.
I'll go 5. All right, plot and story.
I gave it a 5.
Okay.
And the only reason it's that high is because of like the semi-interesting, like, the fans are involved somehow. Like, they're reading this comic book, but also they live in the world of this comic book. I don't know. It's kind of weird, kind of semi-fourth wall sort of thing.
Oh, but that's a She-Hulk thing. They did decide to do
that in all the She-Hulks?
Yeah, they decided to do that with the TV show. Didn't quite work out. That to me.
I heard the TV show didn't work out at all.
But I feel like the comic's always been kind of meta, you know, just has that whole, like, we're self-aware.
Just She-Hulk.
Yeah, yeah.
None of the others.
Yeah. And even if her character, like, popped into something else, she would still be, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, say there was something about that with Deadpool, where Deadpool's
always
talking
to Deadpool does that. But you don't know if he's, there's also the argument that he's insane.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's actually...
He's actually just talking to himself.
Right.
Yeah. And right. You don't know.
Correct.
But you're but in, She-Hulk,
it is, you're part of it.
Okay. Okay. So I, having not known that, I found that somewhat interesting. And I was like, oh, this is like, I could see how you could actually do something interesting with this. They don't quite in this issue. And that's fine. And that's why I gave it a 5. But I don't know. There's just not that much in this issue that I appreciate. The one thing that it made me think about was how much I like that aspect of Calvin and Hobbes. And I know you love talking about Calvin and Hobbes, where it's not clear if the tiger's real and the adults just can't see that, or if the tiger is purely, you know, Calvin's imagination. I love that aspect of it. There's like, yeah. There's something perfect about the way Bill Watterson did that. But anyway, in this, it kind of worked. So it boosted it up to a 5.
Okay, I'm going to go 4 just because the whole concept of the end...
is to kill the character?
Yeah, and it's just
and they
like,
tell you?
Is this like... Like, what's, there's literally no point because it's not canon. It's not part of any continuity.
I mean, this is issue number 12 of something, though.
But there's been 11 deaths before this.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so that is issue 12 of the end, not issue 12 of She-Hulk.
Maybe. With Marvel, it's hard to tell. They jump around so much. Character development. I mean, I don't know how you're at a 6. I can see it from here.
Yeah, I think I was trying to be generous because of that thing, but I'm going to go ahead and regrade it down to a 4. Just because I was like, okay, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, I gave it a 2.
I genuinely had a little bit of trouble following who these people are in this.
Well, they're all very... You would know that if you've read She-Hulk, you know all the characters involved.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like...
Okay.
It's
And dropping it down to a 4 does not change my overall score, so that's fine.
Oh, didn't it? No. Oh, it still puts it in the...
Still is where it's at.
What'd you recommend?
Like I said, I was more generous in here. No, 3.
Yeah.
I gave it a 3.
Yeah, matched.
And the only reason it's there is because of that, like, I don't know, this weird fourth wall thing. I didn't know what to think of that. So I'm at a 5 out of 10, which is generous. Very generous.
Yeah. All right. So what is your final score for everything?
Final score is a 5 out of 10. Yeah. So I mean, if you're, looks like you're 4, sitting at about a 3, so we're at a 4. And that's fair. Not enthralled. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, as far as Hulks go, I'm like, is She-Hulk supposed to be slender? I thought Hulk meant something. It's just because she's green.
She gets very tall.
Okay.
If that helps.
She gets very tall, just not in this issue.
No, she's tall. She's tall.
She's tallish, but like humans are that tall.
Well, here she's dead.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, human. Yeah, yeah, but she is very tall.
Okay.
And everything gets, you know, like larger.
So it's like she altitude.
Right. It's not. It's not.
I don't know. I don't know what to think of it.
It's hulky as you would think.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's really not. But it's enough.
Overall, the issue did not work for me. So there's that. I bet you it worked better than the show would have, though.
Based upon
what I've seen of the show, I don't think I would have enjoyed any of it at all.
Yeah.
So.
All right, so you said 5, I said 4.
Yeah.
But I'm at a low 4. Are you at a low 5?
I'm at a low 5, yeah. I'm at a just barely scraped by to 5.
Okay. I don't know if we should make a final 4 or 4.5. Where are you at?
I'm at a 4. Make it a 4.
Okay, 4 it is. 4 for the final. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just the whole concept.
The notes that I wrote was confusing, nothing matters much, no real threat.
Well, there is a threat. She dies.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I really thought Titania would have defeated her.
Somebody defeat Titania at the end of this? Like,
yeah, yeah. So it's like,
So what is the point? What is going on?
It doesn't matter. This doesn't
None
matter.
None of this matters.
None of it matters.
So Marvel will publish things and ask you to buy them, and none of it matters.
None of this matters.
Like, but that's what I put. Nothing matters very much. No real threat. I really picked up on what they were going for here.
Because they killed him too. But the problem is,
it sucks. Yeah, they kill other characters too. Yeah. No, I did pick up on that he's dead.
You did get that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they took his head off.
Yeah. Well, that's probably why it's rated PSR. He's not even human. He's like made of like clay or something.
Yeah, and you would think you know, Play-Doh Man doesn't need a head.
You would think. All right, let's talk about the ants, just because the story
is a Cincinnati invention.
So there was an ad for Jetix. I don't know if you know what that is.
Nope.
It was part of...
Was that like a little toy thing on a track?
No. Jetix was... it was like... I don't even know what it is now, because it's not that. But it was like Disney Channel, but like hipper.
Oh.
You know, not baby shows.
Okay.
And it was for Power Rangers SPD, Space Patrol Delta.
Cool.
Space Patrol Delta!
I thought you said hipper.
Well, hip to who, you know? It's hip to be square, I guess.
Yeah. Now, this one I understood, the remote control car
thing. Yeah, these are cool. Zip-zaps.
Genuine look cool, yeah. Little
but they're Marvel trucks. They're Marvel themed.
Yeah.
So the Hulk, Spider-Man.
That makes them less cool.
But they still had Monster Patrol and Bigfoot. So real monster trucks.
You're paying for the branding, so either they're way overpriced or they're garbage remote control cars.
I don't think we can get them because of this section. It says fueled by Radio Shack.
Not by the superheroes.
Radio Shack, thank you for having exclusive rights to that.
Radio Shack was so cool back in the day. And Pokemon cards.
Catch the action.
Yeah, were you old enough to appreciate and care about Pokemon?
I was not.
Yeah, neither was I. And I just never got into it, never understood the appeal.
All the rest of the ads are kind of lame.
A lot of comic-related stuff. That's like little trinkets and gimmicks and things to put on your shelf of like superhero stuff.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Look, 11 CD-ROM collection, 40 years of Spider-Man
on CD-ROM. What's on the CD-ROM, though? Is it the comic books?
It's available at Best Buy, talesofwonder.com.
No, but what's on it?
Amazon.com.
Amazon.com on the CD-ROM.
It says every issue through December.
Media Play.
It's every single issue of Spider-Man.
Okay. That's kind of cool, but I'm under the impression that most genuine comic book people are like, comics on a screen? No, how dare you?
Oh, they do have the
which Spider-Man I never quite understood myself. Although, to be fair, I've read more, like doing these reviews on this show, I've read more physical comic books in my life doing this series than I've ever read. Hmm. So, what is this?
Aqua Can you Sonic? Help me with this?
Maybe. Is this a toothbrush?
It's a toothbrush, and it's a what's a water pick, like a water pick.
I don't know if I want a Spider-Man themed version of either of those.
Well, no, I mean I'm cool with that. I'm cool with dental care.
Dental care's fine.
My issue is it says really big does not use batteries. What does it use?
Is it gas powered?
What does it use?
What? Yeah, you're right. Oh, you know what? I bet you it means it does not use like double A's. It's like rechargeable or something.
There's no way they had rechargeable batteries.
In 2011?
Yeah.
You don't think so?
No.
I feel like toothbrush.
What if it's like a motor? And you like hand crank it?
Yeah, it's like a hand cranked.
I don't think so. They were still dealing with CD-ROMs.
Well,
I don't think.
What powered Spider-Man's devices?
He ran out.
Okay, I got you.
That was like an
internal. I don't know. That's kind of weird. Maybe that's why we don't still have those.
You ran out of stuff.
And there's like some anime thing in there.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Local sporting good retailer for your very own Spider-Man mountain bike. I don't think you can call it a mountain bike if it has training wheels.
Yeah, that's true. It's got training wheels on there. The other thing of it is, I don't think Spider-Man would use a mountain bike.
He does have a bike.
Spider-Man uses... That's true.
He's got a
but
motorcycle.
It's not a mountain bike. I mean, it's a motorcycle. You're not using a mountain bike in Manhattan.
And then Full Metal Alchemist.
Or the Bronx. I don't know where he is.
On DVD. It's Sam Goody, everybody.
DVD.
The only one I really wanted to talk about with that was this one.
Pebbles.
So there was something called Marshmallow Mania Pebbles.
Yeah, from Post.
I mean, I've had Cocoa Pebbles. Not a fan. I've had Fruity Pebbles. I'm a huge fan. But this is, let me read the ad. Not cocoa, not fruity, but vanilla graham-flavored cereal pieces topped with marshmallowy bits. So these are graham cracker.
That sounds like something that, you know, at like 12, I would have killed for.
Wow. with marshmallow flavor sprinkles baked on to all of these.
They went the distance.
That's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. Hmm. Does it still exist?
I don't know. I'll look it up. Yeah, let me look it up. You talk about She-Hulk and how great it is.
Well, I don't know if I can talk about that. I mean, I have no idea where this is in the pantheon of She-Hulk comics. I didn't know She-Hulk dies in the comic that she dies in. So there's that. But I don't know. It's just, it's kind of a mess. It's kind of all over the place. It's confusing. I didn't know who these characters were. I didn't know why the fans are talking and why they're consulting the fans to figure out how to defeat. Theoretically, the fans would be like, oh, if you just like give me a month, I'll be able to tell you how She-Hulk defeats the big bad guy, because I'll read it in the issue. And you'll read it in the issue.
So you can get Marshmallow Fruity Pebbles on Amazon. You can buy this box for $25 empty on eBay. We got a lot of empty boxes.
Empty boxes. Who? I know there's somebody out there who collects cereal boxes.
I don't think
boxes.
I want 2005.
Like mint-conditioned cereal boxes.
Yeah, it's just Marshmallow Fruity Pebbles, unfortunately. Mm. I know.
Well, not with the baked on bits. You don't get that anymore.
No, it's just regular Fruity Pebbles with marshmallow.
Yeah.
But they make marshmallow cocoa pebbles.
The real secret is that like all that stuff is decorative.
I don't know how they remain a brand. You know?
Who? Fruity Pebbles?
No. No. It is based off of the Flintstones.
Mm-hmm.
How, in everything I can imagine, is Flintstones still a thing? You know what I mean?
How do you mean?
Fruity Pebbles. Because
Hanna-Barbera's gone? Or?
Yeah. Fruity Pebbles, Cocoa Pebbles. I can go to the store right now mm-hmm. and get those.
Yeah.
I can go to the store and get Flintstone vitamins.
Right. Yeah.
There's no content. There's no reference.
Yeah.
There's just parents.
Isn't it still on like Cartoon Network from time to time?
That's on Boomerang. But no kids watching. No, first of all, no kids watching cable.
Yeah, but so here's the thing. Like,
and so the kid's not going to watch an old episode.
The kids aren't the ones buying the vitamins. The kids aren't the ones buying the cereals. The parents are buying those things and then introducing these things to the kids.
And then the kids can't find any content.
Yeah.
Like, there's a newer show that came out on HBO Max that was Flintstones related.
What? Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And it was okay. But, like, watching them, like, they don't sound right. They don't look right. Everything's off. And it's not written.
So you're telling them, yabba dabba don't?
Well, no, we watched it. what was it called? Bedrock, something Bedrock.
Yeah, so that sounds familiar, actually.
And it, you know, I watched it because my kids have had Fruity Pebbles and, you know.
Yeah.
Had Flintstone vitamins, but they gave my daughter cavities.
But they don't have those things out there because of the kids. They have those out there because of you.
We got the gummies, the Flintstone vitamin gummies.
And they gave your kids
And my
cavities.
Dentist said, is she taking any kind of vitamin? And I was like, yeah, we're taking vitamins. Because I was like, what's wrong? Like,
the Flintstone vitamins.
Are her teeth?
It's awesome.
Are her teeth not strong? Do I need to give her more?
Like, they are melting your child's teeth.
No, it's because of the chewing. And it's like, because they're chewy, they're not like soft.
But like your teeth, you should be able to chew.
But it gets stuff in like the crevices. And
see, like,
my dentist won this big thing.
I subscribe to the theory of mewing. And we could go into that at some point. I don't know if this is the show to do it. But no, it's a doctor's name, it's a dentist's name, and the theory is that like people's teeth, you end up needing orthodontics because we don't eat hard things the way we used to, and so your teeth, like your jaw has to be built up and your muscles have to be built up, and so if we had the same diet that we used to have back in the day when you ate a lot more nuts and dried meats and things like that, your jaw would be harder and tighter and your teeth would automatically move to the proper area.
Huh.
It's because we refuse to allow our kids to eat things that are hard that make our teeth and our dental weak and bad. That's his theory.
So
he's got some good reasons behind it.
So instead of scrambled eggs, here's some buffalo jerky.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, because people would have gnawed on things. People used their teeth as tools back in the past. Because if you're going to tie a knot or something on something, you have to hold that thing with something that's a third while you're tying a knot, and you would use your teeth. So people used to use their teeth for much more aggressive things, and they would develop harder orthodontia as a result of this. And the theory is that people's soft palate diet, like it makes, it weakens the jaw, it weakens the bone. That's why you get cavities so much. That's why you get like teeth moving out of places. That's why wisdom teeth don't fit in mouths, because we're designed to have wisdom teeth. It's just, you have to build up the proper structures to actually get the teeth to move into the proper area. And we don't do that. Now, I'm not a dentist. I don't know that we have expended all of my knowledge on this topic, but I think there really is something to it as a person who has spent an inordinate amount of time in dental chairs and orthodontist chairs based upon actual injuries. I smashed my face several times in my life, and it shows, and I spent money, and, you know, it's a thing. You know a little bit about it, but yeah.
And on that note, that ends the program.
Have fun. That was much more interesting than She-Hulk.